This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Corn farmers are seeing the effects of southern rust as they harvest. We'll have more from LG Seeds right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
Harvest is continuing to roll across the state, and while corn yields may initially appear disappointing, the numbers that are coming in are still good. Southern Iowa LG Seeds agronomist Bryant Lewers said soybeans look good in his area, but farmers are seeing the effects of late-season diseases in corn.
If I look at southern Iowa, specifically southeast Iowa, we got hammered pretty hard with southern rust. And so I would say on average, corn yields are probably 20 to 40 bushel behind what we saw last year. So not terrible, but definitely not that really high record-setting type yield that we've seen for the last couple of years. If we look at beans, though, bean yields have been very steadily pretty good and consistent across a pretty broad geography. So pretty happy with bean yields, a little disappointed in corn yields. Our bar has just been set very high for the last few years.
While plenty of other diseases were present in corn as usual, Lewis said southern rust was the biggest yield limiting factor this year.
Southern rust has been the main yield robber this year. We saw a little bit of tar spot come in, a little bit of gray leaf spot and northern corn leaf blight, but nothing what I would call in any kind of bad manner. Southern rust is really the one that came in and robbed yield from us. And so what we're kind of seeing out there is, you know, if you've got a susceptible product to southern rust, and especially if it did not have a fungicide application on it, those are the ones that are getting hammered the hardest. So it's been kind of twofold questions with guys. Number one, do you have a product that's been good against southern rust? If you can check that box, that's one good plus for you. And then the second question is, did it have fungicide?
For the World of Agriculture, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.